This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India and South Korea outlined an ambitious roadmap to significantly deepen economic ties, announcing a shared goal to increase the bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030. The two countries also signed four MOUs for cooperation in several fields. Both sides exchanged joint declaration on resuming the negotiations to upgrade the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement and the framework for India-Korea Digital Bridge. The agreements were signed and exchanged following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi yesterday. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said bilateral trade between the two countries has reached $27 billion.
भारत और कोरिया का बायलेटरल ट्रेड 27 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंच चुका है 2030 तक इसे 50 बिलियन डॉलर तक पहुंचाने के लिए हमने आज कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए हैं फाइनेंशियल फ्लोस को सुगम बनाने के लिए भारत कोरिया फाइनेंशियल फोरम की शुरुआत की है बिजनेस सहयोग को बल देने के लिए इंडस्ट्रियल कोऑपरेशन कमेटी का गठन किया है क्रिटिकल टेक्नोलॉजी और सप्लाई चेन में सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हम इकोनॉमिक सिक्योरिटी डायलॉग शुरू कर रहे हैं
Speaking on the occasion, President of South Korea said, India has emerged as a leader in the global South. He said, in the era of uncertainty, both the countries can be the most ideal partners for comprehensive cooperation to promote mutual growth and innovation. President Draupadi Murmu received her South Korean counterpart Lee Jae-myung at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honor. In a social media post, President Murmu said, during the meeting, both sides set an ambitious agenda for bilateral cooperation across several sectors, including trade, infrastructure, digital cooperation, small and medium enterprises, education, research, culture, and people-to-people ties. Top political leaders are giving a final push to sway voters as high-voltage campaign for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting in West Bengal concludes today. Voting in the two states is scheduled to take place on Thursday. In West Bengal, 152 assembly constituencies will go to polls in the first phase. Senior leaders of several political parties held back-to-back rallies and roadshows. In Tamil Nadu, as the campaign is nearing the polling day for the 234 assembly constituencies, a rush of political waves is sweeping through the districts and Chennai, the state capital. India and the United States have begun a fresh round of trade negotiations in Washington, aiming at giving a final shape to the much-awaited trade deal between the two countries. A delegation of Indian officials are taking part in the three-day talks in the U.S. Capitol, which will continue till Wednesday. Government has approved the export of an additional 25 lakh metric tons of wheat to support farmers and maintain stability in domestic markets. The decision follows a review of production estimates, stock availability and price trends. The Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said wheat acreage during the Rabi 2026 season has risen to over 334 lakh hectares compared to over 328 lakh hectares last year. Food Safety and Standards Authority of India has directed food business operators to ensure that only ashwagandha's roots and its extract are used in their products in compliance with prescribed limits. In an advisory, FSSAI reiterated that the use of ashwagandha leaves in crude or extract form is not permitted under existing regulations. The authority further informed that the Ministry of Ayush has also directed manufacturers to restrict usage to only ashwagandha roots and their extracts. Indian Railways will operate 18,262 summer special train trips across the country over the next 3 months to meet the expected surge in passenger demand. The Ministry of Railways said the steps have been taken to ensure smooth and comfortable travel for people during the peak summer season. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Titans by 99 runs in a league stage match in Ahmedabad. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians posted 199 for 5 in 20 overs, riding on Tilak Verma's maiden unbeaten century in just 45 balls. Kagiso Rabada picked up 3 wickets. In reply, Gujarat Titans were bundled out at 100 runs in 15.5 overs. For Mumbai, Ashwini Kumar scabbed 4 wicket haul. And that is the end of this news bulletin.